you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Now, usually, I mean, we've been playing this Helicaster song here for, I don't know, for years underneath this first segment. And I like it, but I realize how it's, when I'm in a mellow mood, it doesn't help. Because we sit here sometimes and I start playing it, and the listeners will know this, and if you're listening this time live, it goes on. Sometimes it just keeps going on, and I just don't want to hit anything. I'm just mellowing out. And it definitely lulls me, and that ain't helping because you're late today. You weren't late. You were late getting in. We normally get. And it was and you slept in late, so I'm sure you're in one of those moods where, damn, I missed my alarm, right?
No. Okay. I feel like I cheated, the grim sleeper.
Okay. Oh, good for you.
One of those things.
Good for you.
I got up and I was...
I drank some wine last night, so that's why I'm in a groovy mood.
I hit the snooze bar, but this morning I hit the dismiss bar, right. So I turned it off. And I woke up, and it was after 5,
and
which
did Puss call you?
I'm usually on the road.
No. He beat me.
I called him.
Right. And it made me realize that I have not recalibrated my Todd's not here, I gotta call him time.
Yeah,
for
I didn't
this
know
place.
Either. I don't park beside him anymore. Kind of.
And I don't think it's probably much different.
No,
it's about the same time.
It's about the same commute.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we're alive and moving really quickly, and this music ain't helping today. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is going to phone the program a little later on. We like Sanjay. Nick will be here. Craig Evans will be here. A lot of controversy over Craig yesterday, coming out pissed off at us about who's taller. And somebody said something, what's wrong? I said, in all fairness to Craig, he says he's done with us every day. I mean, the guy said, Craig says he's done with us every day.
He reiterated it to me this morning.
Yeah.
We're never playing who's taller again.
Now, I kind of have no problem with that because I've been looking at some reaction, not a lot of reaction. I didn't do a heavy study on this. Some people could care less, and some people are pissed off. Which is hilarious.
Isn't that every story we talk about?
That is true, but it's called Who's Taller? And one guy said us continually beating around the bush that yesterday for a long period of time didn't help. Now, I appreciate listener input. Or do I? I don't know. If we agree with it.
Yeah. That's what we most appreciate.
I'm not sure where I fall on the Who's Taller bit, but I'm not going to bug Craig about it because it's really it'll come back eventually.
I don't know, man. I filled up his coffee cup this morning. Yeah. And he said, thanks. I said, well, this is my way of saying Jerry Jones is 6 foot
four.
Oh, see. it's not fun anymore. We're not doing it anymore.
It was fun. It ain't his fault that he was wrong, because you're right. Jerry Jones is not 6'4". No way in hell. And I still think Tommy Lee was taller than the guy before that. So we had two controversies back to back.
Yeah, but if you think it's not fun, that is a criteria for the show. We like to do things that are fun.
He wouldn't make it fun, though. Craig would be pissy at us.
Yeah, I think
I don't bug him.
It's not fun because he was wrong.
Yeah. And this ain't helping.
No.
Love you, Craig. I know you can hear us right now. You can hear us right now, didn't you?
He can. Okay. He doesn't.
Can, but
love
he
you, Craig.
Chooses not to listen.
And the Henry Craig is a big part of this program, so I got no problem with that.
Right.
You know?
And we'll
I
do
mean, that's just part of the show. I love that.
Who's taller again? Right about the time he bitches about he's out of stories. The stack is running low.
I don't want to go there either.
And then
Craig kicks ass.
Then, yeah. 500 miles. I mean,
shut up.
Who's taller?
I'm not going to play it.
We'll come into play.
Right.
Because it kills time.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, Joshua will be here tomorrow to kill some time,
It's too. A good time.
Sanjay Gupta will kill some time today, too. We like talking to Sanjay. Got a book out, right, about how we could have handled the pandemic better. And it said, don't elect Trump 5 years ago.
Lessons for next time.
Okay.
What we can learn from this to better prepare for the next
right.
time.
We're screwed next time.
There will be. A next time. Yeah,
because,
but you're right.
Because anti-vaxxers.
Yeah. We may be screwed.
Yeah, we're totally screwed. It's going to happen eventually. So, yeah. Good morning. Numbers are getting better now. But, yeah, we'll talk to Dr. Sanjay. He's the expert on that. You know, and plus, you got a book out. We haven't talked to him recently. So, good chance to get him back on the program with us. And I mentioned Josh Wolf will be here tomorrow. And Nick. And the lovely Craig Evans.
Spent last night.
What'd you do?
Well, you know, there's a... Puppy Fest going on in my house.
Well, everybody just comes and grabs one and leaves with it.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I realize you guys are used to it, though. It ain't like you've had 5 years these dogs to love them and then give them away. But that's still got to be damn tough.
It is. You know, I will pick one that I like.
Yeah,
we're keeping one. We're keeping one of these puppies. And, of course, the one that I like. Nah, that's going to go away.
Oh, it's only the one your wife likes they keep? You keep? Every time you have a litter, you keep one?
She's got some dog whisperer that comes in and says, oh, this would be the best one for your situation.
Oh, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts, actually.
She's got better person.
You say that out loud? You say it loud? This is nuts?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I do express that.
You tell the dog whisperer she's nuts?
No. I don't direct her.
Remember we had a dog psychic on the show with us years ago? One of my favorites. She was completely nuts.
This is a little bit different.
Well, dog whisperer sounds pretty nuts,
they analyze behavior. Okay. But last night, at one point, it was a total cackling hen fest.
Oh, God.
There were like six women in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I'm down. Well, yeah, I'm fixing dinner for them, first of all. I grilled up some fish and whatnot.
Oh, but you're still right there. I know how your house is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're hearing all this.
I'm one level away. Right. I'm hearing the constant cackling upstairs.
No wonder you were late. You probably threw some extra vodka, didn't you?
No, I didn't drink any more than usual. Okay. I'm just exhausted.
And you don't look like you took a sledgehammer to your own brain.
No.
Just listening. Six of them.
Right,
six?
The constant din.
Six!
Constant din of the cackling just wears you out.
Sorry, ladies.
Well, I'm glad you slept in then.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's the same thing if you're a bunch of dudes talking, I guess so, ladies.
No, that's cool.
No, you're right. No, that's cool.
No, that's frivolity cool. And laughter.
Yeah,
that's,
we're having fun.
That's this show.
We're talking about important stuff.
My wife would always do that to me when I bitch. If she had The View on and they're just yelling, I just hate that show. Certain parts of that show I hate when they have the Meghan McCain's going now. Whatever. When they start cackling and start yelling at each other, I go, oh, my God. And then if I put PTI on, she thinks it's the same thing. It's two dudes yelling at each other.
Yeah. No.
I said, yeah, they are, but it's about sports, and it's different. It's better.
And it's two, not six.
Right. This two. Actually, my wife calls PTIs two angry guys yelling at each other.
And here's the saving grace.
My wife likes sports. Well, she likes football, I should say. She doesn't not the intricacies of sports. You know.
But she doesn't like yelling and arguing about it. There's really not that much passion.
And she's probably right in the analogy, but it's still, to me, no, this is cool. The View sucks.
And,
right.
And with PTI, they're on a topic for maybe 2 minutes at a time, and then boom, onto the next.
Yeah.
They're not dwelling on it like The View.
Wilbon does get a little loud.
Yeah, so what?
I like him.
Oh, yeah.
He's making a point.
Well, the reason I liked him, I hate people that get loud and bitch.
Wow, well, I just wish.
That's what we do every damn morning.
Right. When it
came I know up, it. Every morning.
All those topics. I wish I had that kind of passion sometimes.
Oh, yeah, with that, I don't have that passion when it comes to sports, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, not individual topics.
I'll look at the rundown there, and it's like, wow. Yeah. Wow.
You have an opinion
he's
about
got a lot
that.
Of passion on that one, and I don't really care.
No.
Yeah, but even if he doesn't, he's got to gin it up for 22 minutes at a time, you know?
Guess.
Sanjay Gupta's got a lot of passion. He will phone the program. Nick Allen. Craig is full of passion. Do not. Now, you already ruined it today by walking over to him and saying that Jerry Jones wasn't 6'4".
No, I said he was.
I know.
I was admitting.
You admitted it.
It was my concession to him.
But you lied, though. He's
I filled
not.
His coffee cup and said, okay, fine,
Jerry
Jones is 6'4".
Do not bring it up, Todd.
Four.
Do not bring it up. When the lovely and talented Craig Evans walks in here.
According to the email, he was a 182-pound lineman.
Yeah,
but there's no height mentioned.
No, in the story I read, it said 6 foot.
6 foot.
Yeah.
6 foot?
6 foot.
Yeah,
he's six foot.
We were right. Nick was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I think the fact that there were 2 days in a row that we had
a controversy, right. Yeah.
Was Tommy Lee?
Tommy Lee, we all lost. And we still think Tommy Lee was taller than Hugh Jackman, right? Yeah.
Or was it Hugh Jackman?
Taller.
Hugh Jackman was taller,
all of
to
us
Craig.
Picked
to
which one was disputed, though?
Tommy Lee's height.
Yeah.
Because he said 6'2" for Tommy Lee, and I've stood right next to him, and he was at least an inch taller than me.
We got somewhere it said Tommy Lee was 6'2.5".
Yeah.
So we actually would have won both.
Yeah, it was IMDb or some, you know, fairly credible source that said he was taller than that.
Yeah.
So when you said that to him, you admitted you were wrong, which you didn't. You did, just to make peace.
I was trying to make nice.
And didn't work? Didn't work?
No, he was just like, yeah, that's thank you, and we're never doing that again.
Which is fine. Things come and go on this show if you haven't heard that before.
They do.
You know?
They do.
We've been doing it a long time. We get to freshen things up once in a while.
We get tired of stuff sometimes.
Somehow.
All hell we do.
We manage to get over little bumps.
Yeah.
And that's what they are, is little road bumps.
Exactly. So come on back, Craig and a few. All right. He'll be happy. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, right?
Yeah, I'm not guaranteeing it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.